Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Katy Perry, all in the headlines with Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was on Ralphie tonight with Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. We start with Justin Bieber. There's been all this Twitter drama between he, Selena Gomez, and Kendall and Kylie Jenner. And now Life and Style learning some more info about this?
Yes. Unfortunately, it seems like Selena has a lot more to worry about when it comes to the Kardashian girls. As you know, they haven't been really getting along. And now she found out that Justin cheated with both Kendall and Kylie.
What?
Yeah, apparently she saw some text messages on the phone, knew that he took Kendall out on a date, and apparently was sexting with Kylie.
Oh, that ain't good.
Selena just needs to get over Justin.
Yeah, exactly. And what's interesting, too, is we thought that Taylor was telling her this, and maybe she still is, but the two of them, of course, at the Met Gala this past week, kind of gal-paling around as well. So it seems like things are good on that front, but hopefully Taylor's still giving Selena some good advice. All right, Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on Ralphie tonight. Rihanna's body Guard is spilling a lot of secrets, perhaps, about the star singer. What exactly is he saying, Jordy?
He is suing her, saying that she totally ruined his image and he can't get work anymore. So now he's taking her to court, and it's being said that a lot of Rihanna's secrets are just going to be revealed on the stand. Things like who else Rihanna's been hooking up with. Was she more than just friends with Cara Delevingne? I mean, there's a lot that could be revealed if it goes all the way to court.
We'll keep our tabs on that. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Katy Perry, of course, is overseas in Northern Ireland, kicking off the Prismatic World Tour. Diplo, I believe still stateside, was just in the studio with Madonna. But what else is Life and Style Weekly finding out about Diplo?
Well, as we know, Katy Perry is attracted to bad boys, given her past, and it seems like Diplo might have been a good one, but we found out that he's sort of been an absentee father. He has a son named Lockett, and which he's called, in his own words, an accident. And apparently he goes on the road for months at a time and doesn't have any communication with this son. So not the best role model you want to have if you're looking to date someone.
It's always something with the guys that Katy Perry dates.
It's like she's attracted to these wounded birds, in her words.
So I guess I should be happy that I'm not a wounded bird, but that I have no chance with Katy Perry?
You know, maybe she'll get over it. She'll go through all of these bad boys, and then she'll come to you, Ralphie.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.